Nolte, Hollywood Gambles Tentpoles on Return to Normalcy as Democrats Push Fear. By John Nolte on January 27, 2021. My favorite coronavirus narrative is how Hollywood still backs Democrats, even as Democrats kill the movie theater business. See if this doesn't put a smile on your face. Here's Dr. Anthony Fragasai in September. I said, if you're talking about getting back to a degree of normality which resembles where we were prior to COVID, it's going to be well into 2021, maybe even towards the end of 2021. Here's Hollywood today. In delaying tentpoles, rather than sending major titles to streaming platforms, much of Hollywood is betting that audiences will be comfortable going back to cinemas after the vaccine rolls out. Here's Fragasai in October. I think it will be easily by the end of 2021 and perhaps into the next year before we start having some semblance of normality. Here's Hollywood today. The week of January 18 saw the dominoes fall again as a slew of high-profile spring and early summer titles once again moved, led by MGM's James Bond pick No Time to Die, which relocated from April to early October. A Quiet Place Part II also left April and is now bound for mid-September, while Sony, among other moves, pushed back Ghostbusters: Afterlife from June to November. Here's Fragasai in October. You're not going to have a profound degree of herd immunity for a considerable period of time, maybe toward the end of 2021, into 2022. I feel very strongly that we're going to need to have some degree of public health measures, masks, social distancing, to continue. Maybe not as stringent as they are right now. Here's Hollywood today. We have no plans to move our theatrical release of Top Gun, says Paramount President of Distribution Chris Aronson. I think the next 2 months are critical, and whether the new administration can implement a robust vaccination plan. If Biden's 100 million vaccines in 100 days works, then I think we'll be in good shape. Here's his fragility. Joe Biden just last week admitting he lied about having a plan to stop the spread of the China virus. There's nothing we can do to change the trajectory of the pandemic in the next several months. Already Hollywood has had to release numerous tentpoles on streaming services, which amounts to a loss of up to $1 billion in worldwide grosses, or had to delay these releases by a year and counting, which means paying a small fortune in interest payments. Oh, but as you can see above, Hollywood is all excited about releasing their long-delayed tentpoles this summer and fall. Talk about denial. Have they not been listening to Biden and Fragasai, who are pretty much saying, we intend to extend the fear porn for as long as possible? Yeah, we're thinking 2022. There is no valid scientific or moral reason to keep movie theaters closed. But Biden won't even call for schools to be reopened, even though open schools in the Republican-run states have not reported any serious problems. Nor have the movie theaters that are opened, and thousands are. If people want to go to the movies, we should be allowed to go to the movies. If movie theaters want to open, they should be allowed to open. We all know the risks of the virus now. We all know that, according to the CDC, the survival rate is around 99.6%, and even higher for young people, which is Hollywood's primary demographic. Those who choose to take the risk of going to the movies or a bar or a nightclub should be allowed to. Let me ask you this, if you choose to social distance and wear a mask, what do you care if someone else chooses not to? But in this current climate, even if movie theaters do reopen, how can normalcy return if we're still numbed by fear porn and shoved in masks and still forced to social distance? Who wants to wear a mask for 2.5 hours? Look at what happened to Wonder Woman 1984. Even though it was released in thousands of theaters and had every opportunity to do at least as well as Tenet, and should have done better now that we have a better understanding of the virus, the superheroine sequel was wiped out. Sure, some of that is due to the fact it stunk, but nothing has done as well as Tenet since Tenet, which tells you people are either 1, scared of going to the movies, or 2, don't want to wear a mask for 145 minutes. How long have we been told, 2 more weeks to stop the spread? We're now on month 10 of 2 more weeks, and now that Democrats are in total control of the federal government, does anyone doubt that come this summer and fall and winter, and the spring and summer and fall of next year, we're still going to be told, 2 more weeks. 2 more weeks. 2 more weeks. In the meantime, these massive tent poles, These $250 million investments will either languish or suffer a Wonder Woman 1984-style theatrical release that costs the studios the hundreds of millions of dollars these titles would have grossed if fascist fear porn Democrats weren't in charge. In a sane world, one where science and liberty and common sense ruled, Wonder Woman 1984 would have done nearly as well as its predecessor. Instead, it made a pathetic $150 million worldwide. And you can bet that between the production and promotion budgets, it cost twice that. Ha ha, Hollywood. You get what you vote for. See you in 2022. Maybe. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.